Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, President Biden has announced his re-election campaign this morning. We'll hear from him on why he's deciding to run again.
And a child who is the subject of an Amber Alert is safe after being found at a gas station nearly an hour away from where she was taken. This is her. What we're learning about the person police have in custody after the search.
And we have more rain on the way. I'm tracking this cold front that will bring some rain later on this week. I'll show you when the rain will start coming up.
And a big change could come in how public schools teach sex education in classrooms across the state. Right now, we are live right outside the General Assembly with a look at this bill and how it could impact many of parents and students.
Straight up 8 o'clock. It's a busy news Tuesday. We're glad you're making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Lots to get to, including the weather starting out pretty nice, but we do have some rain on the way, as Amy was just saying. She is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to tell us when this rain will arrive, because it feels nice out there now.
It's not bad. Today is fine. We don't expect rain today, but late tomorrow night is when we have the potential for some scattered showers. Still in the upper 40s, so maybe jacket weather as you step outside. We have the sunshine shining in many locations this morning. We do expect the clouds to increase the second half of the day today. Overall, it's going to be pretty nice. Mostly sunny the first half of the day. At lunchtime, our temperature's up to 62. Our high temperature gets close to 70, around 69 this afternoon. A little bit below normal. Our normal high this time of year is in the mid-70s, but it should stay dry today. What you'll notice the second half of the day is the increase in the clouds this afternoon and into the evening, but again, it stays dry, so we don't have to worry about the rain, but it will be more of a gray look as we finish the day. We don't expect rain for today. Temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, just a 20% chance for rain. But tomorrow night into Thursday, a disturbance will move through and some scattered showers will be with us. Thursday, we have about a 30% chance for rain with temperatures in the mid-60s. We have a big system that's headed our way Friday and into the weekend. I'll show you the details for that with Futurecast coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. Just getting reports of a crash in the Knightdale area on 87 southbound, right around Smithfield Road. We're going to get some details about that, but the backups begin around Wendell Falls Parkway and extend all the way out towards Smithfield Road. Once you get to 540, traffic's flowing a little more freely. Also still tracking some pretty big backups through Garner on 40 westbound. About a 13-minute backup overall from 42 up to the Clayton Bypass. We had an earlier crash on 40 westbound right around Jones Sausage Road. That, along with the usual congestion through there, adding to those big delays. Don't consider Highway 50 as a good alternate route, because we're picking up some heavy backups from 1010 Road all the way up toward Timber Drive in Garner. This is a live camera out at 440 at Newbern Avenue. And the traffic you see there heading toward the bottom of the screen, that is westbound traffic. There's a report of a crash right around the Brentwood Road and Capitol Boulevard interchanges. Seeing a little bit of a backup through there, and then some more delays heading toward the Glenwood Avenue interchange. Starting to see some pretty big backups from 87 all the way around toward Wade Avenue this morning. In Fuquay Varina, a crash with injuries getting cleared from 401 or Main Street around the 55 and 42 intersection. And it looks like that earlier crash on Green Road right around New Hope Church Road is cleared on the north side of Raleigh.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news in the last 2 hours. President Joe Biden announced he is officially running for re-election in 2024.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America. And we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead, we have more freedom or less freedom. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Biden released this new campaign video just after 6 o'clock this morning. He framed the election next year as a fight against Republican extremism. It comes 4 years to the day that he launched his run for president in 2020. In a statement, the Republican National Committee responded. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said Biden's re-election would lead to higher inflation, crime rates, and drug trafficking.
A 5-year-old girl is back safe with her family this morning after the car she was riding in was stolen, triggering an Amber Alert you probably heard and saw on your phone just after 10 last night. Now, we learned at 11:30 a person was arrested out of this, and that arrest comes after a search that started in Chapel Hill and ended more than an hour away in Lillington. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the gas station where the car was found with the little girl inside.
And we're working to learn who police arrested in this case. They actually released a photo of a potential suspect last night, but we haven't been able to confirm if it's the same person that they have in custody right now. Now, this all started when that Amber Alert went out for 5-year-old Ariel Williams. Police say a dark blue 2003 Dodge Durango was stolen from Eastgate Shopping Center in Chapel Hill with Williams still inside. A little over an hour later, we got word that Lillington police found Williams inside a car at the Sheets in Lillington, nearly 40 miles from where this all started. Obviously, a terrifying chain of events for Williams and her family. Just so glad that she is back home. We're also expected to get more information about that arrest sometime today. In Lillington, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Durham police are asking people to be on the lookout for a man they say is responsible for an increasingly aggressive string of sexual assaults. DPD released this photo of the man yesterday. They say at least 6 assaults have happened on Copperleaf Parkway since late March. Victims were all out for a walk, pushing a stroller or walking their dog when it happened. One victim tells WREL the man came up behind her, grabbed her, then ran off.
I passed by him and then like a couple seconds later, he just came up behind me and grabbed me. And then I turned around and he took off.
Durham police say the man was last seen in orange sneakers, wearing a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. All of the assaults happened between 4 and 6 p.m. Former Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Triangle to speak at UNC Chapel Hill's Carolina Union tomorrow. He says he'll speak about, quote, saving America from the woke left. After he speaks, Pence will hold a Q&A. A UNC student coalition led by UNC's Young Democrats will hold a counter rally against the Pence event. Pence says that he'll make a decision about if he will challenge Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election before late June.
An effort to change when sex education is taught in North Carolina public schools faces its first big test today. State lawmakers are deciding on a bill that would require parents to opt in to any sex ed course. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with what's at stake here as they consider this bill. Laura.
Jeff, this would be a huge shift in how these programs and classes are handled in public schools across our state. Today, the Education Committee will discuss this bill here at the General Assembly. We're talking about House Bill 185, and parents, this is what you need to know about it. It could essentially ban schools from teaching sex education before the 7th grade. Right now, some schools begin discussing these issues as early as 5th grade. Starting in 7th grade, parents would have the chance to review what will be covered in any sex ed class. They would then have to opt in for their children to attend those classes. That's different than the current policy, which only gives parents the option to opt out of sex ed classes. The bill is sponsored only by Republicans, and we're working to get a response from Democrats on the plan. And this is some of a series of bills gaining traction from Republicans to reshape public education in the state. They're going to have this discussion here at the GA starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They'll take a 3-1 lead series lead into the Game 5 against the New York Islanders tonight at PNC Arena. The team is getting production from deep in the roster, overcoming injuries to key players, including Teuvo Teravainen and Andrei Svechnikov.
I think the way we play is it's very simple. It's you know, I hate to say it's kind of dummy-proof, but it's kind of dummy-proof. Like, you do your job.
Puck drop for tonight's game is at 7 o'clock. Now, if the Canes don't close it out tonight, Game 6 will shift back to UBS Arena in New York on Friday. And if a 7th game is needed, that would be played Sunday here at PNC Arena. The times of those games have not been determined yet.
City of Raleigh is looking for your feedback on plans to redesign Blount and Person Streets downtown. City leaders are hosting an open house tonight from 6 to 8 at the Tarboro Road Community Center. They're looking to turn Blount and Person Streets into a corridor, providing a place for all transportation types. So that would include adding two-way streets and bike lanes, as well as removing some parking. You can also fill out a survey and get your say in on the city's website. It'll be available through May 7th.
Coming up, new information on the search for a man who disappeared more than 20 years ago in Cumberland County.
And Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival is making a stop in Raleigh this summer. We'll have details on that coming up.
And we have rain on the way. We'll stay dry today and really most of tomorrow, but by Thursday, you'll need the umbrellas. I'll show you how long this will last into the weekend coming up. Welcome back. Coming up on 8:13 on your Tuesday morning. What a beautiful day for some golf. This is a live look over Pinehurst. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Better get that golf in today, because later on this week into the weekend, Amy, we could be seeing some rain, right?
We do. We have a couple of disturbances that are going to swing through and bring rounds of rain. We don't have that right now. Beautiful blue sky. We will have more clouds the second half of the day today, but a live look in Goldsboro, Apex, Fayetteville, our newsroom here. The sun's shining. This is a look at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's sunny there as well. Still a little chilly outside. 43 degrees right now in Roxborough. It's 48 in Raleigh and Durham. 49 right now in Fayetteville. It's going to warm up this afternoon. We'll get into the upper 60s, pretty similar to yesterday, but we'll have an increase in the clouds the second half of the day, but it will remain dry throughout the day today. If you're headed to the Canes game this evening, it's pretty nice weather for tailgate. You don't have to worry about the rain. There will be some more clouds. Temperatures will still be in the upper 60s at 5 o'clock, down to about 60 at 8 o'clock, and by the end of the game, temperatures will be in the mid-50s. We do have a disturbance headed our way. We have a couple of them that are going to swing through this week and into the weekend. This is the first wave of rain that's going to move through, and we could see some scattered showers as early as tomorrow night. Today is dry, 69. Tomorrow is mainly dry, 67 for the high, but tomorrow night, we have the potential for some rain. We have some high-resolution model data that shows some rain over the area. I'll show you that in just a moment, and we do have the potential for some scattered showers into Thursday as well, especially during the morning hours. So here's a look at today. We'll have an increase in the clouds. We should stay dry today. Tomorrow is mainly dry. At lunchtime, we're dry with partly sunny skies. And then late tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, this is some high resolution model data that shows some rain over the area. So we might have some rain for the Thursday morning commute. Looking ahead to the end of the week and into the weekend, this is not high resolution model data, but we do know that we're going to have some widespread rain on Friday. This is Friday morning. We'll be watching the system carefully as it moves in, perhaps during the morning commute. Here's lunchtime. We could have some heavy rain. We're considering issuing a WREL weather alert day for this day because we could have some heavy rain and the potential for some flooding, but we're waiting for some high resolution model data to come in before we do that. During the evening, we still have the potential for some scattered showers. That wave moves off, and Saturday is looking pretty dry, so that's probably the pick day for any outdoor plans over the weekend. Sunday, it looks like most of the day will be dry, but then we get a wave of rain moving in the second half of the day. So this could be the eighth weekend in a row with some rain. Such a bummer, but nice today. 69 for the high, 67 tomorrow, mainly dry. Tomorrow night into Thursday, some rain, and then some storms, some heavy rain possible. Friday, a high of 68. For now, Saturday looks dry, pretty nice, a high of 70, but another wave of rain and storms arrives by the second half of the weekend. Monday next week looks pretty good, Brian.
All right, it is now 8:15, almost 8:16. We're watching a crash on 87 southbound between Smithfield Road out toward the 540 interchange. We don't have the crash itself on camera, but we can see the backups there as you make that southbound trip heading away from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. About a 6-minute backup overall, especially between the Wendell Falls Parkway area out to just beyond Smithfield Road. You'll notice once you get to 540, traffic's flowing a lot more freely. Taking a look at some other delays we've been watching, of course, through Garner, we have those backups on 40 westbound, with most of the delays right around the Clayton bypass, but also some slowdowns approaching Jones Sausage Road from an earlier crash there. A 14-minute backup through that area. You're also going to run into a little bit of a delay as you come in from the 210 interchange up toward 42 this morning on 40 westbound. A couple of crashes on 440 westbound, one just before you get to the Capitol Boulevard interchange, another just beyond Six Forks Road, altogether adding about 5 extra minutes to that trip from 87 around to Wade Avenue. Still have this crash reported in Fuquay on Main Street or 401 right around the 55 and 42 interchange in the clearing stages, and it looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely through that area. And that earlier crash at Green Road still looking good through that area on the sensors, with no delays around New Hope Church Road.
All right, thank you, Brian. WREL is working to learn more about a shooting that left a three-year-old hurt. Robeson County deputies say it happened on Monday near Singletary Church Road and Highway 211 East. As of right now, they have not released details on what led to the shooting or anything about the child's condition. And authorities in Cumberland County say they're going to resume searching for Kent Jacobs, who disappeared more than 20 years ago. Jacobs was last seen around the Colonial Heights neighborhood back in 2002. And now deputies are searching a property on Jackson Street. Investigators say they will be there for a couple days. Family members told WREL Jacobs had the intellectual capacity of a nine-year-old. WREL's Keenan Willard spoke with Kent's sister on Monday and asked her what this new development means to her family.
There's just a mix of emotions right now. And honestly, I don't even know how to respond to how that would feel. I guess we will know in that moment.
The family is asking for privacy as the search plays out, especially for Kent's mother, who still lives in the area. The search is expected to last several days.
We have an update for you regarding the next phase in a years-long lawsuit challenging the state's voter ID law. WREL has learned arguments will now be heard this Friday. They were originally set for yesterday, but were moved. The case is over whether constitutional amendments on voter ID and tax rates are valid. The NAACP says they're not because of what a federal court called racial discrimination in how the legislature was elected. The courts must now decide whether the case will be heard by a judge in heavily Democratic Wake County or by a panel of three judges handpicked by the Republican State Supreme Court Chief Justice.
The largest wave of layoffs are underway at Disney this week. The move targets thousands of employees at ESPN, Park, and other divisions. This is the second of three waves of job cuts from the entertainment company, which will get rid of 7,000 people. That's about 3% of its workforce. Chief Executive Bob Iger says the goal is to save $5.5 billion in costs.
We're getting our very first look at the new section of WakeMed North. The new medical and surgical unit is part of an expansion project. There'll be room for people who are just getting out of surgery, need cardiac monitoring, or any other help. An administrator says the new rooms will help to keep the hospital and let it take care of more patients.
Many people want to get their services and their care in the North Raleigh area, and this hospital and this unit allows them to get their surgeries in North Raleigh, to stay inpatient in North Raleigh, and really it's just a comprehensive care that they can stay and discharge here in this area.
But you let us. And the new rooms will be ready for patients next month.
You'll want to double check your kitchens this morning before making lunch. There is a recall expansion for some shrimp that's sold right here in North Carolina. Kawasha Foods says its 4-ounce canned geisha shrimp is now included. The affected shrimp might have been underprocessed, making it more susceptible to spoilage. The FDA says you should not use the product even if it doesn't look or smell bad. You can visit their website for more details.
Today's the day you can land a new job with the TSA out at RDU International Airport. The agency is holding a recruiting event for full-time and part-time positions. It is happening over the next 2 days at the DoubleTree by Hilton Raleigh-Durham Airport at RTP. You can stop by from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The current starting hourly rate for positions, $18.38. Candidates are required to have two valid forms of state or federal identification.
April is Autism Awareness Month, and during this time, we want to raise awareness about the disorder that millions live with day to day. Jennifer Lynn Dixon says her son Jackson was diagnosed with autism at age 2. The Johnston County mom created a Facebook group for parents like her who need support. It's called Autism Parents in North Carolina. The group was created back in 2021 and now has 1,700 members.
I needed support and success stories and all the things to help us get through it.
And for more information on autism, support groups, and how you can help raise awareness this month, head to our website, WREL.com.
And every now and then here in the WREL Live Center, we come across some video that's rather amusing. And this happens to be one of those pieces of video into our newsroom. Check out this moose wandering into the lobby of a movie theater in Kenai, Alaska. This is southwest of Anchorage. If you could see, the employee behind the snack counter grabs her phone, of course, starts shooting it, not running for her life. The moose decides to partake in some candy, but I don't think he's interested in anything that's showing at the movie theater. Eventually, this moose does not ransack anything, just casually strolls right out the front door just like he came in.
He came in for some popcorn. I feel like that's normal for Alaska, Ken. My goodness. All right, Willie Nelson is coming to Raleigh. The country music legend will headline the Outlaw Music Festival this September. The festival will play Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh on September 8th. The 2023 tour is a celebration of the country legend's 90th birthday. Nelson says his birthday will be spent the way he likes it, on the road making music with friends.
On the road again.
Yeah. 90.
You can get free pizza for a year if you give up your Taylor Swift concert tickets. The owner of Z's Pizzeria and his wife are longtime Swiftie fans, so much so that they are willing to give away a year of pizza pies in exchange for tickets to her concert. Like many other fans, the owners were not able to get a hold of tickets when they first went on sale. So now the New Orleans pizza shop has a sign that says, "Free pizza for Swift ticks."
Enough. I don't know if that's enough.
Free pizza for the
free pizza for life.
Not a fair trade.
Well, for life, wow. I don't think so.
All right. Some office buildings in major cities remain vacant after the pandemic. Coming up, why some city leaders are moving towards transforming them into housing.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning, 10 miles 826. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Starting out really nice for your Tuesday. A little chilly. You might need the jacket out the door. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth showing us what it'll look like at noon today.
Still in the 40s right now, so it is definitely on the chilly side. Plenty of sunshine out there. 43 in Roxborough, 47 in Clinton. It's 49 in Fayetteville. It's 49 in Goldsboro. The hour-by-hour forecast at noon today will be at 62. Should be pretty nice at the noon hour. For lunchtime, we'll still have mostly sunny skies. The high temperature gets up to 69 this afternoon. We will have an increase in clouds late this afternoon and this evening, but it will stay dry. Our rain chances start to go up as we head into Wednesday night and Thursday. Brian?
We're still tracking a few crashes, Amy, here at 827, including one reported on 87 southbound right around the Smithfield Road interchange. Seeing about a three-minute delay right now coming in from Knightdale toward Raleigh. Still looking at delays of about 10 minutes on 40 westbound coming in from the Cleveland area through Garner. We had an earlier crash around Jones Sausage Road contributing to some of those backups. And then just some congestion coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard from 98 down to 540. You're looking at about 8 minutes of delays.
All right, thanks, Brian. A five-year-old girl was found safe in Harnett County after the vehicle she was in was stolen on Monday night in Chapel Hill. Lillington police say she was found inside a vehicle at a Sheetz gas station in Harnett County. The Chapel Hill Police Department said the suspect is in custody. And a move to ban sex education at schools will be part of state lawmakers' discussion today. Under the bill, schools would not be allowed to teach reproductive health and safety. Parents would have to opt in their students to sex ed if they want them to learn about it. Next on Fox 50, some streets in downtown could get a facelift today, and the city wants to hear what you think about the move.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. President Biden has announced his re-election campaign for 2024. We'll hear from him on why he's deciding to run again.
And it's a beautiful start to the day. This is a live look at the WRL Gardens. The sun is shining. The clouds will increase today, and then we have some rain. I'll show you when the rain will arrive coming up.
Some major road changes could be coming to the downtown area. Coming up, we're going to tell you about them and the event that's happening today where they want your feedback.
Well, so there's some major changes weather-wise coming our way as this week plays out. But it's 8:30 right now. It's almost perfect out there. It looks beautiful. I'm Jeff Hogan. Glad you're with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky in Dix Park. Not a cloud in the sky over downtown Raleigh. The Natural Sciences Museum. Amy Wilmoth here with our forecast for today. We're going to enjoy the blue skies today because later on this week, we could see some rain.
Got to get the umbrellas ready again, probably by Wednesday night into Thursday, especially on Friday. But beautiful here in downtown Raleigh with the blue sky. We'll have more clouds move in the second half of the day today. So enjoy the sunshine. Still chilly outside. It's 43 in Roxborough, 45 degrees right now in Southern Pines. It's 47 in Goldsboro, 49 in Rocky Mount. So maybe jacket weather. Temperatures don't get really warm today. We're about 5 degrees below normal this afternoon. We'll climb up to about 69 degrees this afternoon. Again, an increase in clouds, especially late this afternoon and during the evening hours. But we'll stay dry today. Tomorrow, we'll have just a 20% chance for rain. So mainly dry tomorrow, 67. Tomorrow night into Thursday, some scattered showers will be possible with temperatures in the mid-60s Thursday. So staying mild with below normal normal temperatures for the next few days. But look what jumps out at you. Friday, an 80% chance for scattered showers and storms. Sunday, we have a 60% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'll show you how much rain we could get with the first wave that's going to move through the end of the week coming up in just a little bit.
Amy, thanks. Breaking news we've been following in just last 2.5 hours. Just after 6 a.m., President Joe Biden announced he is running for re-election in 2024.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom. That's why I'm running for re-election.
And Biden released his new campaign video just after 6 a.m. He framed the election next year as a fight against Republican extremism. It comes 4 years to the day that he launched his run for president in 2020. In a statement, the Republican National Committee chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, said Biden's reelection would lead to higher inflation, crime rates and drug trafficking.
A 5-year-old girl is back safe with her family this morning after the car she was riding in was stolen, triggering an Amber Alert you probably saw on your phone. We learned at 11:30 last night one person is in custody. That arrest comes after a search that started in Chapel Hill and ended more than an hour away in Lillington. Michael Grace was in the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the gas station where that girl and car were found overnight.
And we're working to learn who police arrested in this case. They actually released a photo of a potential suspect last night, but we haven't been able to confirm if it's the same person that they have in custody right now. Now, this all started when that Amber Alert went out for 5-year-old Ariel Williams. Police say a dark blue 2003 Dodge Durango was stolen from Eastgate Shopping Center in Chapel Hill with Williams still inside. A little over an hour later, we got word that Lillington police found Williams inside a car at the Sheets in Lillington, nearly 40 miles from where this all started. Obviously, a terrifying chain of events for Williams and her family. Just so glad that she is back home. We're also expected to get more information about that arrest sometime today. In Lillington, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Durham police are asking people to be on the lookout for a man who they say is responsible for an increasingly aggressive string of sexual assaults. DPD released this photo of the man yesterday. They say at least 6 assaults have now happened on Copperleaf Parkway since late March. Victims were all out for a walk, pushing a stroller or walking their dog when it happened, all in daylight hours. One victim tells WRAL the man came up behind her, grabbed her, and then ran off.
I passed by him and then like a couple seconds later, he just came up behind me and grabbed me. And then I turned around and he took off.
And Durham police say the man was last seen in orange sneakers, wearing a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. And all the assaults happened between 4 and 6 p.m.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the red when the opening bell sounds in less than an hour. Let's take a look at the pre-market numbers, stock futures this morning. All the major indices in red, Dow off more than 90 points. Investors have a lot to digest today, not the least of which are earnings reports from major companies like GE, General Motors, McDonald's, UPS, Verizon, also a couple of tech companies as well. In addition, consumer confidence data due out, that's information that shows whether inflation is still cooling. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers when you join us at next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
A push to ban sex education before seventh grade in North Carolina public schools will face its biggest test today. A state house committee would end all reproductive health and safety classes until that grade. Parents would then have to opt in for their child to take any classes after that point. Right now, students are automatically enrolled in sex ed classes unless parents opt out.
WREL has learned House and Senate Democrats will hold a news conference today pushing for action on gun, school, and community safety measures. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson will join them. The group also wants to boost mental health support in schools and provide more crisis intervention strategies. You can follow our coverage on this later today on air and online at WREL.com.
Big changes could be coming for a busy part of downtown Raleigh. Today, you can get a first look for yourself at the plans for Person and Blunt Streets. WRL's Naya Harden explains what to expect from this major potential redesign.
Some of the biggest changes are going to be making a one-way into two-way streets like you see here and adding roundabouts. The city has said they want to make Blunt and Person Street the area safer for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Moving from a one-way street to a two-way traffic street, and then you've got better bike lanes that they want to do, adding two roundabouts, reducing some parking. The city is proposing spending $9 million on the project. The city's online survey already has more than 600 responses. Now, this discussion follows after changes have already been aimed to improve safety downtown, including no turns on red lights. Tonight's feedback is going to be at the Tarboro Road Park. You'll be able to attend that at 6 o'clock this evening. And if you can't attend that, you'll still be able to fill out the survey. You can do that on the city's website until May 7th. And we have that information for you on the WREL News app. Naya Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Wake County Public Schools could approve their latest capital improvement plan today. The board is expected to vote on the plan during its meeting tonight at 5:30. The new plan is an update to the one that was approved last year, adding the seventh year onto the end. It would cost $2.7 billion in county funding. That's up from $2.6 billion in last year's version of the plan. The plan is already funded for the next two full school years through the 2022 bond.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes take the ice and try to push their way through to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're up 3-1 in the series, leading into Game 5 against the New York Islanders tonight at PNC Arena. The team is getting production from well down on the roster, forced to because they have to overcome injuries. Two key players here, Teuvo Teravainen and Andrei Svechnikov.
I think the way we play is it's very simple. It's I hate to say it's kind of dummy proof, but it's kind of dummy proof. Like you do your job.
Puck drop for tonight's game, 7 p.m. at PNC. And if the Canes don't close it out tonight, Game 6 will then head back to UBS Arena in New York, out on the island on Friday. And if a seventh game needed, that would be coming back to Sunday in Raleigh at PNC. Game times for those have not been determined yet. Just keep it simple. Close it out tonight, right?
Maybe.
We're hearing from the family of a 19-year-old woman who was killed in a fiery crash. I'll tell you what the victim's family is sharing about their daughter coming up.
Plus, what Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson are saying about their departures from CNN and Fox News.
Yeah, we'll take a live look outside right now. Hey, Sanford, good morning to you. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth will be along, tracking some cooler temperatures moving into our area. Coming up on 8:43 on our Tuesday morning, and a beautiful look at Goldsboro right there. Well, after sunrise, we're all getting a lot of sun today, but chilly out there and a little breeze, as you can see that camera bobble right there. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. Look at our temperatures currently.
Not too bad. A little chilly. Temperatures are in the upper 40s right now. 48 degrees at RDU. And you can see the breeze here from our Jimmy V's camera as well. The dew point at 41, so it does feel refreshing. At lunchtime, we're up to 62, mostly sunny skies. Some more clouds will roll in the second half of the day. High temperatures will climb into the upper 60s. We do have a fairly unsettled weather pattern as we get toward the end of the week. We'll have a couple of waves of low pressure move through the area, and the steering current takes it right over southern parts of North Carolina. So our rain rain chances are going to increase, especially by the time we get to Friday. I was just looking at some high-resolution model data for tomorrow night into Thursday, and the rain chances look like they've dropped. So I bumped it down just a little bit. About a 30% chance of a couple of showers late Wednesday into early Thursday. But Friday, you can pretty much guarantee that we're going to have some rain, an 80% chance of showers and storms by Friday, just a 20% chance for rain on Saturday. We really don't need much rain. We've had a lot. We've had several weekends in a row. This will be the eighth weekend in a row with rain, and almost the entire state has seen above normal rainfall. So anytime you see these greens, especially these blues, that's where we've had above normal rainfall. So we're really okay in the rainfall department, but we are going to get some more rain in the coming days. Here's a look at how much rain we could get. Again, maybe just a stray shower through Thursday. I don't think the rain chances are that high, but by Friday, that's when we see the rain chances go up, and we'll likely get some significant rainfall, anywhere from about half an inch in a few spots to maybe an inch and a half. So some heavy rain, perhaps some flooding on Friday. We're keeping a close eye on that. The humidity is going to start to increase. For now, we have dry air in place. That's this orange that you see here. So it's going to stay dry at least through today. Tomorrow, the dry air starts to retreat a little bit. So just a 20% chance for rain tomorrow. But by the time we get to Friday, you can see the green appearing across almost all of North Carolina. We'll have a southerly flow, and that's when we expect our rain chances to really go up. For today, we'll stay dry, below normal temperatures, 69 for the high. The normal's in the mid-70s this time of year. It's another chilly night tonight. We'll get down to about 45 and then 67 for the high Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies. Just a stray shower possible Wednesday into Thursday. It's not going to rain all day Thursday, but Friday have the rain gear. Showers, storms, maybe some heavy rain with highs in the upper 60s. For now, we're keeping Saturday dry. It does look like it's going to be pretty dry with highs near 70. We will have some clouds, but then another wave of rain rolls through Sunday, the second half of the day, with high temperatures in the mid-70s.
The family of a 19-year-old woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend is grieving her sudden loss. Isabel Cedeno graduated from Fuquay Varina High School. She took a gap year and was planning to pursue her dreams of becoming an esthetician. Now, her parents tell WREL she had a passion for dance and traveling. Investigators say she was behind the wheel of a BMW when she lost control and ran off the road and hit a minivan on 540 near Apex late Saturday night.
It should never have taken a tragedy like this for us to realize that so many people cared about Isabel, cared about our family.
Three adults and three children were in that minivan. All were taken to the hospital and survived their injuries. Funeral services for Isabel are planned for this Saturday at St. Francis United Methodist Church in Cary.
The man accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee is due in a California courtroom today. Nima Momeni is due to face a judge on his murder charge. He's accused of stabbing Lee to death in San Francisco earlier this month. Court documents allege Lee and Momeni got into an argument over Momeni's sister. Momeni could spend life in prison if convicted. And COVID-19 restrictions may be over, but some cities are still trying to bounce back to pre-pandemic normalcy. A number of office buildings in downtown areas still empty as remote work continues. And Jackie Ibanez takes a look at what some urban areas are doing with all that vacant space.
A number of large cities across the country are facing a problem. Years after the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, many office buildings still remain empty or partially used, with people continuing to work from home or in hybrid situations. It's causing developers in places like New York City, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and more to convert the empty spaces into apartments and reinvigorate life in dwindling metro areas.
In Hartford, The primary response, our primary focus in the wake of this pandemic is on trying to create residential density in the heart of our downtown. Because if you don't have office workers coming in every day, spending money at coffee shops, restaurants, and bars, you've got to replace that energy and activity.
According to data collected by global commercial real estate company CBRE, the rate of vacant city office buildings across the country continues rising from a little over 12% in 2019 to nearly 18% in the first quarter of 2023. Some cities are even offering developers tax breaks if a certain number of new apartments are listed below market prices in an effort to also combat the issue of affordable housing.
Once you bring enough housing onto the market, the prices will adjust. This neighborhood is on the upward track.
That was Jackie Ibanez reporting. Data from CBRE also finds office vacancy rates in San Francisco, Houston, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. are some of the highest in the country.
Working late nights, inflexible schedules, or having no paid sick leave can have a big impact on your mental health. That's according to a new report from the CDC. The government group says about 1 in 37 working adults experienced serious psychological distress in 2021. It says people working the night shift were twice as likely to report serious psychological distress than those on day shifts. It was also higher among workers who did not have paid sick leave and those with an inconsistent schedule and pay.
The State Department of Labor is investigating this morning after a newly built building collapsed, leaving four people hurt. This happened in Wake Forest on Monday. Sky 5 flew over the area as emergency crews were on scene. You can see the home is under construction on Wexford Pond Way. EMS officials say one of four people taken to Wake Med had serious injuries.
Organizations including Equality NC and the North Carolina AFL CEO are joining together to fight Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's run for governor. The group calls itself the Coalition Against Robinson's Extremism, CARE. They'll speak this morning outside the General Assembly. Robinson has been criticized for his views on the LGBTQ community, abortion, and guns. Political insiders expect him to win the Republican nomination thanks to his strong grassroots support.
Tucker Carlson has not yet given a comment after his surprising firing from Fox News. Fox News announced yesterday that it parted ways with a longtime host. His show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, has been one of the network's top-rated programs for years. In a statement, the company thanked him for his service to the network, but did not give an explanation for the move. An interim show called Fox News Tonight is airing in his former time slot.
Don Lemon is also looking for a new job after being fired by CNN. Lemon gave a statement on Twitter saying he was informed of the move yesterday morning. He said management didn't have the decency to tell him directly that he was fired, found out from his agent. CNN refutes Lemon's account of that, saying it's inaccurate. Lemon had been with CNN for 17 years.
MTA workers save a toddler stuck on the train tracks in New York. Take a look at this. An engineer spotted the boy alongside the tracks and slammed on the brakes. Then conductor Marcus Higgins jumped out of the train to help him to safety. The toddler climbed over the third rail and was only saved by wooden safety planks on top of it. Back at the Tarrytown station, the child was reunited with his mother, who had been searching for him for more than an hour. Wow, glad he's safe. Well, here's a story to remind you never to give up on your dreams. After 13 years in the minor leagues, Drew McGee has a chance to make his Major League Baseball debut tonight. The Pittsburgh Pirates called him up on Sunday. This is video of his teammates from the AA Altoona Curve celebrating his promotion. That's pretty cool.
It is awesome. And we're just days away from the 2023 NFL Draft. The Carolina Panthers have the first overall pick and are expected to select Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. WRL's Gerald Owens is headed to Kansas City. Look for our reports beginning tonight on that. And be sure to join us for a special edition of WRL's 7 o'clock news on Thursday, right before the Panthers get on the clock on that draft, 8 o'clock. We will have team coverage from the draft in Kansas City and the Panthers party in Charlotte as well. Our sports team will break down how this could be the turning point for the franchise. At least they are hoping. Coronation of King Charles III is 2 weeks away, and this morning we are learning more about what he wants to eat on his big day. It is quiche. Yeah, that's right. The newest British monarch has chosen just the simple egg and cheese dish. The ingredients include spinach, fava beans, cheddar cheese, and tarragon. The royal family wants to encourage anyone who wants to celebrate the coronation right along with them to just go ahead and make that dish at home. The event is set for May 6th.
Love a good quiche.
Easy to make,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
yummy.
Simple.
All right, the folks at OSearch are taking name suggestions for the latest shark that was tagged off North Carolina. Look at this guy. OSearch says it sampled, tagged, and released a beautiful juvenile female white shark off the coast of Ocracoke. The shark weighs 522 pounds, and so far suggestions for names include Bobcat, Carolina, and Jewel. I like Carolina.
Yeah, I think I think it's open to, like, you know, you can come up with whatever you want.
Yeah.
There, if
yeah.
Jewel's your thing, or if none of those names are your thing, you can make them up. Suggest it.
Jaws.
Send it in. Oh, it's a cute little female. All right, look at the winning lottery numbers here. We'll get a check on weather and traffic for you next.